You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
National has announced a new policy, Electrify NZ, claiming it will turbocharge wind, geothermal and solar power projects in order to replace coal, gas and petrol transport. Meanwhile, National still plans to bring back offshore and oil exploration. I spoke with Amanda Larson, head of campaigns at Greenpeace, about Electrify NZ, and I started by asking her what her take was on the new policy.
I think the policy is a step in the right direction, but it's very far away from being the climate solution that I think Christopher Luxon's hyping it up to be. First and foremost, National is still planning to bring back new offshore oil and gas exploration, which was banned in 2018. So you can't kind of credibly say that you're trying to replace fossil fuels with new renewables when at the same time your plan is to encourage lots more fossil fuel development off the coast of Aotearoa.
What would Greenpeace hope for a policy like this? What changes should be made?
So I guess this is quite specifically about the electricity sector and about encouraging renewables. Mm. And I think the policy makes a good step. It's about making it easier to consent new renewables. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, it is hard, particularly for small community scale projects, to get consented in with the current rules. So it's a good step in the right direction. But the reality is that there are actually a lot of consented wind farms already out there that haven't been built, so it isn't just the consenting that's the challenge. For example, Genesis has been sitting on a consent for what would be New Zealand's biggest wind farm since 2013, but it still hasn't been built in the last decade. Mm. So it's not just those consenting rules that are the barrier. The real problem is that the way that our electricity market is designed creates these perverse incentives to keep renewable electricity supply low and to keep a bit of coal and gas firing most of the time. So to get more renewable projects off the ground, what you need to do is to deal with the monopoly that the big generator retailers have over the electricity market. And one of the best ways to do that, in my opinion, is by actually supporting households and communities to generate their own energy. So through loans or grants to support household solar or community solar and wind.
Right. Cynically, do you think this could be National trying to swing votes for the upcoming election?
I think what's going on here is that National have seen that New Zealanders want real climate action, especially following the Auckland floods and Cyclone Gabrielle. Mm. They've seen that there's a large number of people who are calling for stronger climate policy, and also that Chris Hipkins and the Labour Party aren't delivering that at the moment. They've actually been axing climate policy. Mm. So I think National have picked up on that, and they've chosen a policy that sounds good on paper, but actually the biggest sources of emissions in New Zealand are cows and cars, and National doesn't have a credible policy to reduce emissions from intensive dairying, which is the biggest climate polluter, and their approach to dealing with pollution from cars is to just replace petrol cars with electric cars, which isn't particularly credible either.
Yeah.
So yes, I think this policy kind of sounds good on paper, but doesn't deal with the major causes of climate change.
In that same line of thought, you know, in the future, do you see National following through with this policy and see its effectiveness, or would you like to see them broaden their horizons and look at other areas, as you were saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do think that they would follow through with this policy. It kind of aligns with their values. They've framed it as being about cutting red tape and making development easier, and that's very much aligned with the way that National sees the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, in order to be credible on climate change, they need to deal with the major sources of pollution. So here in New Zealand, intensive dairy is number one, and the way to deal with emissions from intensive dairy is to cut the things that are enabling more cows to be raised than the land can sustain and then the climate can sustain. So that's things like fertilizer, which, you know, sort of turbocharges grass growing for pasture. So phasing out fertilizer and supporting farmers to move to more ecological ways of farming.
Mm-hmm.
And in the transport sector, it's really about giving people options that can help them not pick the car. So giving lots of options to walk, to ride a bike, to get accessible and comfortable public transport. And these are all things that mean that, you know, the more people that you can get choosing those options, then the more space there is left on the road for people who actually, you know, have no choice but to drive a car.
Yeah. Meanwhile, National's oil exploration policy is still in place. In your opinion, how does this sit with their new Electrify New Zealand policy?
Yeah, I mean, those two things seem completely contradictory, right? Because the way that National sold Electrify NZ was, you know, we need more electricity to replace the fossil fuels that are being used in cars and in other applications like industrial heat. And that's true. But, you know, if on the other hand you're saying, well, we're going to invite overseas oil companies to come and drill for more oil off the coast of Aotearoa, then, you know, I think it sounds pretty hypocritical to be doing both of those things at the same time.
Seems a little counterproductive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is absolutely no way that we can allow more fossil fuels to be dug out of the ground, given that we're already in the middle of a climate crisis and we're seeing the impact of it happening right now.
Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts you'd like to share?
Yeah, I would just love to see one of the major parties in this country coming to the table with some great solar policy, because like all around the world, and in particular across the Tasman and Australia, you know, both the kind of political right and left are fighting over who's offering the best solar deal, you know, to their constituents. And here in New Zealand, just nobody wants to go for it from a political perspective. And it's quite disappointing because, like, heaps of New Zealanders want to be able to make their own energy from the sun, and we've got great solar resources. So I would just love to see one of those parties come out and say, we're going to help people solarize their homes or do community solar initiatives. I think that would be fantastic.
That was Amanda Larson of Greenpeace speaking to me about National's new Electrify NZ policy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.